to the Prophecy Club. We've got Michael Snyder back again today. This is the guy that worked as an attorney on the famous K Street in Washington, D.C. He's been writing articles and books for over 5 years, some 2,000 articles. Things like the coming economic collapse, the end of the American dream. Matter of fact, he has become quite popular and published on some of America's largest radio and television programs literally around the world. Written two books, Beginning of the End and Get Prepared Now. He's going to be talking April 11th and 12th. Saturday night, April 11th, prepare for the coming economic collapse in World War III. He says that Russia actually is preparing to fight and win a nuclear war with America. He's going to talk all about that and also our economic collapse coming. Then he's going to be speaking Sunday morning on the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. That's April 11th and 12th. Saturday evening, 7 p.m., Sunday morning, 9:30, Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano. That's on the corner of Park and K. Just remember, like the margarine, parquet, on the corner of Park and K, right behind the Whataburger. Now, today, we want to talk about the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Michael Snyder, welcome back to Prophecy Club.
Thank you, Stan. It's great to be with you.
So, tell us about how people are going to be moving to Israel en masse.
Well, Stan, this talk I'm even more excited about than the previous talk, which is super, super excited about. But the talk I'm going to give on Saturday night is kind of the bad news, if you will. If I was going to give it a short title, I would call it The Warning, in which I'm going to warn people about all of the bad things that are going to happen between now and when the Russians attack America, nuclear missiles come raining down. To a lot of people, that's really hard information, and it can be disheartening, but the Bible tells us not to fear. And actually, during this very challenging time period that's coming, we're going to be the people with smiles on our faces because we know our God is in control. He knows everything that's going on, and he has a plan. And part of that plan is what I'm going to talk about on Sunday morning. If I was going to give this talk a short title, I would call it The Gathering. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to present information that's not just interesting. A lot of times you hear a Bible prophecy talk and you think, wow, that's interesting, you know, but, you know, it's not really, you know, going to change my life. That's not this. This information that I'm going to share on Sunday morning at the Prophecy Club, I've never presented before publicly. And if you get a hold of it, it is literally going to change your life. That's what it did for me. When I first started researching this and learning about this, it completely transformed the way that I look at the future, and it completely transformed the way that I think about things. So I'm extremely excited to present this at the Prophecy Club. And for a little background, you know, we've all talked about the miracle, the regathering of the Jewish people to the land of Israel. The Bible prophesied this, that a people that had been scattered, that had left their land for nearly 2,000 years, the Bible said that they would be regathered to their land in the last days. And no people, no nation that had ever disappeared, scattered, had ever been brought back and become a nation again and brought back to their land after 2,000 years. But the Bible said it would happen, and it happened. And the Jewish people had been regathered to the land of Israel. And it's an incredible miracle. And I stand with the Jewish people. I stand with the nation of Israel. And every great man and woman of God that I know that's doing great things for the kingdom of God loves the Jewish people and loves the nation of Israel. But that's not where the story ends. The scriptures actually go on and on, chapter after chapter. And we're going to look at an immense amount of scripture on that Sunday morning, talking about how there's more to the story. Because not only has God regathered the Jewish people, the southern kingdom, but also God says that in the last days, he is going to regather the northern kingdom, known as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Stan, an understanding of the 10 lost tribes of Israel is so important. You know, most people, if they don't understand that there was a southern kingdom and a northern kingdom, you see, Israel under King Saul, under King David, under King Solomon was a united kingdom. But then after the reign of King Solomon, the nation of Israel became divided. You had the southern kingdom known as Judah. You had the northern kingdom, which was known as Israel, or by the dominant tribe in the north, Ephraim. And those two nations existed side by side for a couple centuries until Assyria came in, invaded the northern kingdom, took them away in exile, and according to most Christian denominations and churches, they've been lost to history, never again to be found. But the scriptures say that's not the end of the story. Now, we all know people, they try to create an end times theology out of a single verse. You've seen it, I've seen it, we've all seen it. But when it comes to these tribes, the northern kingdom, there are an entire book of the Bible, Hosea, is addressed to them. Most of the book of Amos is written to them. And then we've got chapter out of chapter after chapter talking about how Judah and Israel will be reunited. And if people want to do reading in advance, I encourage them to look at Ezekiel chapter 37, Jeremiah chapter 31, Isaiah chapter 11, Zechariah chapter 10. That's just for starters. Amen. And we're going to look at all these scriptures in this presentation about what God says he's going to do is he's going to take a people that have completely lost their identity. The scriptures say they've been mixed in among the nations. The scriptures say they will become a vast multitude of people. And what God is going to do, people who have not been a nation for 2,800 years, who've completely lost their identity, they don't even know who they are anymore. He's going to take them. He's going to regather them. He's going to bring them back to the land of Israel. In Ezekiel chapter 37, it says, I am going to take the stick of Ephraim and the stick of Judah, make them one stick in the land in the last days. And it talks about all the wonderful things that are going to happen. And what we're going to do in this presentation is we're going to trace historically, because the 10 lost of tribes of Israel, they're not actually lost. We can trace their migrations throughout history. So we're going to talk about the Great Phoenician Alliance. We're going to talk about the cities of Tyre and Sidon, the great shipbuilders of the ancient world, which were allied initially with King David and then later with the northern kingdom of Israel, and where they established colonies all around the Mediterranean Sea and beyond. And the greatest colony they established, which became a great empire in itself, was the Empire of Carthage, which Carthage, the original name of that city, was in Hebrew, it meant the new city. And we're going to talk about that. And their god was El, but they later fell into Baal worship, similar to the northern kingdom. But Carthage in itself became a great empire and spread all over the place. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the northern migration of the people of the northern kingdom of Israel, how they migrated north before and at the time of the Assyrian captivity, Assyrian invasion, and they became known as the Scythians and the Cimmerians and others, and how the Scythians eventually migrated north and they migrated west into Europe. For example, Scandinavia was originally known as Scathinavia after the Scythians, and we're going to talk about the migrations into Europe. We're also going to talk about the people groups that had been taken captive into Assyria, into the east, into regions of Iraq and Iran, and they later became part of the great Parthian Empire. And we're going to talk about the Israelite aspects of the Parthian Empire, which actually was a great superpower at the time of Jesus, fought great wars against the Roman Empire and won many wars against the Roman Empire. And that from the Parthian territory, they're the ones that sent representatives, magi, to see the little baby Jesus. And we're going to talk about why they did that. If people don't know about this, it's going to blow them away, completely change their whole understanding of the magi story. And so we're going to talk about all this, and then the migration of the Parthians and where they went when their empire fell. And we're going to talk about the Goths, the Vandals, the Saxons, the Franks, and all of those tribes as they go into Europe. The reason we're going to talk about all this history is to show people that the 10 lost of tribes of Israel were never lost. They lost their identity, but they were never lost. They've migrated. They, as the Bible says, they mixed themselves in all over the world, and they've become a vast multitude. The bloodlines are represented all over the world, but even if you don't know what your bloodline is, or if you're related in some way to the 10 lost tribes of Israel, and most people can't prove that because we've lost our identity, but I'm going to show how the Bible says if God's tugging on your heart to participate, in this regathering to Israel, the regathering, the reuniting of Judah and Ephraim and nation of Israel. Even if you don't know who you are, or even if you come from a bloodline that you have no idea about, you can participate. You can be a part of this gathering. There's nobody that's going to be excluded because of bloodline, because of DNA. If you want to be part of this great move of God that's coming, this fulfillment of prophecy, you can be a part of that. I'm going to show you that from the scriptures.
Brothers and sisters, this is really, really important stuff. I know that a lot of people are preparing, you know, they're buying places in the weeds or the wilderness out there, or the woods or something like that, and they're storing up guns and groceries and bullets and things like that. I really don't think that's the correct thing to do. Jeremiah 51 verse 9 says, "We would have healed Babylon, America, but she would not be healed. Forsake her and let every man return into his own country." I can read for you, I believe it's 12 different verses that say that there is going to come a time when the Spirit of God is going to begin to speak to people all across America and that they are to leave. Now is not the time, but I assure you it is coming. Matter of fact, let me read for you Jeremiah 16:21. And it says, "Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Jehovah." There is a time coming when the whole world will be once again shown that God is God, He is real, and His Spirit will speak to people across the world, not just America, across the world. Israel is going to get back all of her land from the Euphrates to the Nile, including, by the way, all of Saudi Arabia, and there's going to be a mass exodus, really, from the world to Israel. And that is all preparing for the last 7 years, the great showdown at Armageddon between flesh and Jesus, between flesh and spirit. And guess who wins? Jesus. Back to you, Michael.
Thank you, Stan. I want people to understand that this presentation is not just about a history lesson. It's not just about so you have a better understanding of the second half of the Old Testament, which you're going to after this presentation. You're going to have a whole new understanding of the entire second half of the Old Testament, which is the most neglected portion of Scripture in Christian churches and denominations, by the way. But people are going to have a whole new understanding of this when people understand that the prophecies, which are thousands of years old.
We'll be right back after this message. The next speaker at the Prophecy Club from Seattle is famous for his news articles. Michael Snyder will speak on Prepare for the Economic Collapse and World War III. Topics are the next Great Depression, 20 signs Russia is preparing to fight and win a nuclear World War III. And the second talk is the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Every single son of Abraham and almost all Christians en masse will soon move to Israel. Quote, "I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Jehovah." Israel would get back all of her land. Massive amounts of oil would be discovered. She will be the wealthiest of all nations on earth. Michael will speak Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday morning at 9:30 to noon, April 11 and 12 at Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano behind the Whataburger. Order the DVDs at prophecyclub.com. That's Saturday night at 7, Sunday morning 9:30, April 11 and 12. Prophecy Club, corner of Park and K behind the Whataburger in Plano. See you there! And now, back to the program.
They apply to me and my family, and that there's hope. There's somewhere I can go. America is doomed. The judgment of God is coming to America, and it is going to be destroyed. But we don't have to despair, because there's somewhere where you can go. And there's a great move of God coming. There's a great harvest of souls coming like the world has never seen. And you can be right in the center of that. You can be right in the center of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. You can be right on the cutting edge of what God is doing in these last days. In this presentation, people are going to come out of it, at least some people are going to come out of it, completely transformed as far as who they view themselves as and how they view their future and the future of their families. There is hope, there is a future, and what God is going to do is going to shock the world. What I'm going to present on Sunday morning, most Christian churches and denominations, they won't touch with a 10-foot pole because it's so outrageous, it's so preposterous, it's so seemingly impossible, and yet the Bible says that it's going to happen. The Bible goes on for chapter after chapter, and I'm going to go through these scriptures showing that it is true, that what seems impossible to man is absolutely possible that today, where we've got Palestinians occupying the mountains of Ephraim, where we've got Palestinians occupying Samaria, the scriptures say that God's people, the lost tribes, are going to be standing there, which is today the most hotly contested part of real estate on the face of the earth. Well, God says he's going to take a people who don't even know who they are right now. He's going to gather them, bring them onto that exact piece of real estate, and they're going to praise God, give him glory for the fulfillment of prophecies that are thousands of years old. The world says that could never happen. The Bible says it's going to happen, and I'm going to show that in this presentation, and you can be a part of it. What I want people to understand is that we're moving into a time which is going to be the most difficult, tumultuous, hardest time we've ever seen in all of U.S. history. There's never been a time before like it. It's going to be harder than the Great Depression, the Civil War, anytime you want to mention. The judgment of God is right at the door. And when I come to the Prophecy Club, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about things I've never publicly talked about before. I've written more than 2,000 articles, and since 2009, God has had me as a watchman. He's had me warning the people about the coming economic collapse, political events, things that are happening, current events. But to a certain extent, I felt I've been instructed to hold back, to wait for the Lord. I felt like God was going to open the door for me to address spiritual things, things that are coming more openly, but that I was to wait, that I was to focus on economics and some other things, and more importantly, that I was to mature. And that can be hard to wait and mature. But now I believe God is starting a whole new chapter. And so for people who are familiar with my work, I know that in your listening audience, there are people who've read my articles either on my websites or the dozens of other alternative websites all over the internet. And what I'm going to come to present at the Prophecy Club is not just the things I've written about in the past or the things that you're accustomed to seeing me write about, but I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to present a roadmap prophetically of what we're going to be looking at. From now, we're right at the door of the judgment of God coming to this nation. I'm going to explain why I believe that, all the way to the fall of America. And then in the second presentation, I'm going to present something presentation unlike you've never heard before. And the reason I know this is because I've looked around. I've never heard a presentation like this before. Talks about not only the gathering of God's people to the land of Israel, the entire history behind it, going through all the scriptures, but why it's important to you and your family that there's hope for you, that there's a future, that God has a plan, and it's a greater plan than most people ever imagined was possible. What God is going to do in these last days is going to shock the world. We're truly living in biblical times. I believe that we're entering into the greatest time also for the Prophecy Club, that the Prophecy Club has ever seen. I feel honored and privileged and that I get to come and address the Prophecy Club at this time, that I get to address the people at this absolutely critical juncture right before the perfect storm is going to hit America and sound the most comprehensive warning that I've ever come across. And I hope, pray for me, listening audience, that I'll be able to deliver it the way that I should, because if I do, this information is going to literally turn people's lives upside down.
Well, Michael, I am very impressed, not only with your information, your excitement, and I think you're going to have an excellent, excellent talk. Thank you very much for being on with us these five programs. I look to have you back again, brother. I don't think this is the end. I think there's more coming.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. As these things start to happen, and as people see these DVDs, and then the things start to happen, people are going to get really excited because they're going to say, wow, God really does still speak through his prophets today. God really did warn us about what's coming. So we want to hear more from this guy because we want to talk about these things now. So I agree with you, Stan. This is just the beginning.
Just a little side note here. How did you come to hear about the Prophecy Club and what has it meant to you through the years?
About a decade or so ago, I started researching. I wanted to know what was God telling his prophets, his men and women of God all over the world. Because how I was raised in a church that didn't believe in prophecy, that didn't believe that God still speaks, that didn't believe in the prophetic. But then, and I'll explain my journey during my presentations more thoroughly, but I came to learn that, yeah, God does still speak today. There are men and women of God that have a track record that God speaks to, and they prophesied things and it's come to pass, and what God is saying is coming in the future is incredibly disturbing. So I started to research that, and I came across the Prophecy Club, and I started listening to the great men and women of God that you have brought in throughout the years. And I've continued my research all throughout the years. The men and women of God all over the world, what they're saying is coming to America, to this world, about our immediate future. And I'm going to incorporate that into the presentations that I'm about to give. And so I'm going to kind of give an overview of the prophetic, of what men and women of God from all over the world have been saying for decades. And I'm going to fit the pieces of the puzzle together for people. I think people are going to really be blown away by what I'm going to present.
What do you think of some of the past speakers, the information that you've run across?
Oh, I love the speakers that Prophecy Club brings in. You know, you brought in speakers like Shane Warren. I love Shane Warren. You brought in speakers like Henry Gruber, Dimitri Dudeman, so many others who have prophesied the things that are coming. I love them to death. But most of the prophets, they only get a few pieces of the puzzle. God gives a few pieces here, a few pieces there. And so what my goal has been, I want the whole picture. I want the big picture. I'm a big picture guy. And so what I endeavored to do is study and take the few pieces from here, a few pieces from there, from literally dozens and dozens of proven men and women of God all over the world, fit them together. And when you do that, it fits like a jigsaw puzzle beautifully. It comes together into a beautiful, cohesive whole. And that's what I hope to be able to share with the people.
See, I think that's one of the advantages of listening and following the Prophecy Club, because God does not give any one person all of the pieces of the puzzle. Amos 3:7 says, "Surely the Lord God would do nothing except he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets." So that means that obviously before God is going to do anything, he's going to tell us. Okay, how does he tell us? The Bible says, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, which means he runs over here and he tells Dimitri a little, Henry a little, Shane Warren a little. These various speakers we have, I was explaining this just to someone the other day. It's like you hear a speaker and you take a transparency and you have an overlay. You hear another speaker, you have an overlay. And so after you've been listening to a lot of the speakers, you start saying, hey, you know what? This area up here, these guys keep saying the same thing up here. Now, there's other little islands of information over here. A few of those are confirmed. A few of them are still on the shelf. They haven't been confirmed. But the things that we start hearing in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be established. And so some people don't like the fact that God talks. They don't like the fact that these people have a, as you say, and that's exactly the right words, by the way, a proven track record. Somebody pops up, well, like, for example, Ephraim Rodriguez. Somebody pops up and says, hey, God showed me a vision that a meteor is going to hit Mona Island down by Puerto Rico. Okay, so big deal. If there's just one person gets that information, go back to sleep. Because it's not been confirmed. But when I went on the internet, matter of fact, I just had some ladies come into our Bible study Friday night, and they were so impressed, not just Ephraim had put out, but the DVD where I found like six people that had seen a tsunami hit the east coast of the United States. Five or six people that had seen the United States split in two from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. Four or five people that had seen chunks of California all the way up into Canada, fall into the ocean. And there was like nine people that saw that this meteor hits and splits America because we split Israel. Meaning, I believe that it doesn't have to come to pass if we will listen to the warning. We can reduce the severity of the judgment if we will have repentance. And by the way, when the funds come in, when we go global on radio and TV, when I'm able to tell people about all of these warnings and America is finally ready to listen, then what I'm going to do is call for repentance rallies. That's what I'm going to call them, repentance rallies, where I'm going to ask them to wear all black, representing sackcloth and ashes, okay, to come into the sports stadium and where they're going to have 3 days of repentance. We're going to be praying and asking God to forgive our land, just like Daniel did. We're going to, this is not going to be for entertainment. This is going to be to throw dust on your heads, to tear your clothes, to ask God to give America more time to reduce the amount. The judgment's coming, okay? We can't stop that. But we can, I believe, reduce and delay. That's what we're going to be praying for. Reduce and delay the judgment that's coming. So once again, Michael Snyder, thank you so much for coming and being on the Prophecy Club. I look forward to seeing you speak this next weekend.
Oh, thank you, Stan. I can't wait to come. It's going to be great.
Okay, brothers and sisters, grab your cell phone. You're going to call 785-266-1112. Type it in, 785-266-1112. You probably already have it on speed dial, 785-266-1112. You're going to get both Michael Snyder DVDs, normally $60, available now for $50. But the better deal is get Christine Wyck, Jonathan Matthew Wright, and Michael Snyder, all 3 speakers, a total of 5 DVDs, valued at $140 for a gift of just $90. Now, we're not going to charge a card until it's ready to ship. So there's no reason not to call. 785-266-1112. It goes for a good reason. These radio stations want us to send them checks. So we got to support them, so you got to support us, okay? 785-266-1112 or prophecyclub.com. And you want to get all 5 DVDs, gift of $90 or more. 785-266-1112. You'll be speaking Saturday night, April 11th at 7 p.m., Sunday morning, April 12th at 9:30 to noon. Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano on the corner of Park and K behind the Whataburger. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you for your regular monthly support. God bless. Now from the Prophecy Club, some exciting opportunities for you. Jonathan Wright just made the brand new DVD called Prophecy in the Bible Codes. He has been researching Bible codes for 10 years, making code charts for 6 years. He's made over 500 code charts, and in this DVD, he covers 60 of the best ones, such as the fall of America. Who are the two witnesses? Is Obama the Antichrist? Will there be a third world war? Will America be nuked and fall? Who is the Mahdi? Will there be a caliphate? What are the true origins of Islam? When does the rapture take place? What is the role of the Pope and the Vatican? Is the age of grace about to end? Who are the Illuminati? Will there be a third temple? It'll be 2 DVDs, roughly 5 hours of teaching, plus an extra CD, and the CD has a book on it that explains the codes, plus over 100 of the charts so you can look at them on your computer. Valued at $90, available through the Prophecy Club now for a gift of just $50. That's 2 DVDs and 1 CD for a gift of $50. Call 785-266-1112, 785-266-1112, or go to prophecyclub.com. That's Prophecy in the Bible Codes, 785-266-1112, or prophecyclub.com. The next speaker at the Prophecy Club from Seattle is famous for his news articles. Michael Snyder will speak on Prepare for the Economic Collapse and World War III. Topics are the next Great Depression, 20 signs Russia is preparing to fight and win a nuclear World War III. And the second talk is the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Every single son of Abraham and almost all Christians en masse will soon move to Israel. Quote, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Jehovah. Israel would get back all of her land. Massive amounts of oil would be discovered. She will be the wealthiest of all nations on earth. Michael will speak Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday morning at 9:30 to noon, April 11 and 12 at Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano behind the Whataburger. Order the DVDs at prophecyclub.com. That's Saturday night at 7, Sunday morning 9:30, April 11 and 12. Prophecy Club, corner of Park and K behind the Whataburger in Plano. See you there!